So let's get into step one. Smart marketing, investing wisely and diversifying your channels. So we're cheating a little bit with this one, but it's difficult to talk about intake in a vacuum without touching first on your marketing efforts to get those leads in the door. Jim, can you talk to us a little bit about what you mean by investing wisely and diversifying channels?
Sure. It does no good to have a world-class intake department if the phone doesn't ring. So you have it all begins by having the phone ring, and that's often a function of smart marketing and wise marketing choices. I think that spending an adequate amount is essential. We're a little off topic here, but I believe just personally that most law firms do not spend enough money on marketing. And I believe that to optimize your return on investment, I like to spend between 10 and 20% of our annual budget, or of our annual revenues actually, on marketing. That's more than most, but if you look at the return on those dollars you spend and try to get the same type of return in the stock market or in a bank account or any other place, you can't get the kind of returns that you can get by spending money on marketing for personal injury cases. The margins are so high, and I'd even recommend borrowing if necessary to spend an adequate amount of money on marketing. But anyway, having said that, you've got to spend money on marketing, and then you want to spend it in the right channels. And there are no shortage of choices out there. There are plenty of agencies that will try to sell you on TV commercials, their web digital vendors, billboards, on and on. There are plenty of opportunities. And the key really is to figure out what type of marketing channels yields the best return. And it can be different depending on the geographical region, depending on the type of case that you want, based on all sorts of factors. So I think that a key to figuring out, so that you're not just shooting in the dark and operating blindly, is to get real data on where you are getting your cases, or at least your calls from. So it's hard to measure precisely, because if you have a big marketing campaign, people will hear, will see your billboard, they'll see you on the web, they'll see your TV commercials, and then they're in an accident and they call you, and which of those channels caused them to call, it's probably a combination of all of the above. So it's hard to be totally precise, but I do believe that by asking people at intake what made them call, you'll get their top of mind response. And that is really, really valuable, even if it's not complete, even if it's the answer is a combination of many channels. But by figuring out which one they're saying made them call, you have laid the foundation for figuring out which of your marketing channels are leading to calls and ultimately cases. So I think that is a fundamental first step in the intake process, is using it to measure the effectiveness of your marketing by asking the right question and getting that information.
Eric, what do you have to add on the marketing front?
Well, I think one of the things that has made Jim's firm so successful is to first consider the law firm as a business, to look at those things like return on investment. And once you can change your thinking from being a law firm to being a business that sells legal services, then it makes a lot more sense, and it contextualizes all of the great things that Jim just delineated.
Let's move on to step number two, identify and prioritize high value intakes. So this one seems like it could fall into the easier said than done category. Jim, could you unpack this one for attendees?
Sure. I think it's important on several levels to identify potentially high value intake. The first is on the client experience point. You want the clients or the potential clients with good cases to feel confident that your staff has identified it as a case that they want to move on and are moving forward with and are understanding the direction. If someone is calling in with a good case and the staff is not able to identify it as such, the caller may feel a sense of drift and may well call another law firm. So you want to be able to inspire confidence that your firm is going to be able to handle that case, and that comes with staff confidence. That can be, easy, as you say, easier said than done, because lots of times the person doing an intake may not have done many intakes and they may not know the particular type of case that they're calling about, and so you're really at their mercy. So I like having a software solution which allows anybody to identify a high-value case, and you're not depending on every one of your staff being super educated. But I think that's the first step in identifying high-value intakes is using it to provide a better experience for these callers with these important cases. Secondly, just from a management point of view, you want to be sure that you are doing an effective job of turning the cases you want into signed cases. That is absolutely critical. Intake is a huge driver in profitability. If you can convert most of the cases you want into cases, you're going to run a very profitable law firm. And if you're not, you're going to be much less profitable than you could be. The key is figuring out how many of the cases you want to sign, you do sign. Now, I have spoken to a lot of lawyers around the country, and I think for many, they have no way of measuring this, and the way they measure this is completely imprecise. Most lawyers that I speak to think that they are very good at signing up the cases they want, and you ask them, well, how do you know? When somebody comes in my office and I want to sign them, I always get them to sign a retainer. Well, that is just one example, and there could be 10 steps along the way where a potential caller would not have gotten into your office because they've given up on you, and that would not be measured under this criteria. So what you really need to be able to do is measure for every single intake that hits your office, regardless of what ended up happening. Did this look like the kind of case that you wanted to sign? And identifying as that. And then you have to be able to figure out how many of those cases did you sign? And I like to measure it within 60 days because that gives you enough time to figure out if you were able to close the deal or not. And so anyway, that is a very good and important formula. And something that you would want to know in running a law firm is how good are you at converting calls that you would want to sign into cases within 60 days? And I would say you want to be at least at 90% for a general PI case. 90 to 95% is really good. Most law firms have no idea where they are, and thus can't get any better at this because they have no idea. They think they're doing better than they are, and they are missing the opportunity to improve.
So for a law firm that has never really identified their wants, and they're just kind of starting out, like for a typical auto case, you know, what are the criteria they should look at? How should they, you know, work with people in their firm to start planning? How do they identify a want?
Jim puts his finger on an important point, and that is this idea of taking any sort of subjective data and making it as objective as possible. For example, a law firm might well have a property damage requirement for a particular case that it wants to sign. Some law firms might say $1,000, some law firms might say $500. But suppose you were able to take that piece of information and ascribe a numeric value. Further suppose that the other pieces of information that come into your intake also had that type of a value. You would then be able to develop a lead scoring mechanism. That would allow you to not have to rely on your staff's professional judgment. Some staff are very good, but more and more law firms are reporting that it's difficult to keep and trained and skilled intake staff. So it would be much more preferable if you could take that information and reduce it into an objective system like a score. The other thing that does is that gives you an objective number by which you can score your marketing channel. So last month you had an average score of 75, this month you had an average score of 85. You would be able to objectively determine that the quality of your calls increased. This takes out the subjectivity of your judgment or your assessment of the marketing channel.
And back to my point about measuring the effectiveness of your marketing spending, if you're getting higher quality cases from a particular channel, but not as many of them, it may well be worth doing. So you want to be able to evaluate your marketing effectiveness, not just on the number of calls, but how good are these calls? And that's a huge piece of business intelligence to get. And Eric, also, the lead scoring system, that can also help you determine as a law firm whether it's a case that you may want as opposed to not want, right?
That's right, Jim. A number of the more evolved law firms essentially put their intakes into three buckets. Yes, we want it, maybe we do, and absolutely no, we don't. It's actually a lot easier for law firms to do this than they realize, and it makes the decision-making process at the staff level much easier.
Jim, I know that in your firm, you use the lead score to actually see where you should get involved in intakes if there are cases that your firm wants. Can you talk to us a little bit about your process for reviewing intakes?
Sure. I don't like to see a good one get away. It makes me nervous. So to help me sleep better, I have decreed that any intakes with a certain value, which meet my definition of a high value case that I don't want to get away, that I get an email alert with those intakes at a time of my choosing. Over the course of time, I've gotten to like them at 7 a.m. Because I can then see what happened the previous day, and I don't have to overreact to everyone that comes in, but I could do it otherwise. I could have it in real time, but I like to get them at 7 a.m. And then when I get into work that morning, I'm sure I have reviewed those intakes. They're not, I'm looking at the cream of the crop, the ones I'm really focused on, and I make sure that I am comfortable with the direction that we have taken with all of them. If I think one is drifting or needs some different follow-up action, or there's a particular attorney in our firm who may have the expertise to really help with this case, I may direct that they take over and handle the case. So it helps me sleep well at night, and I think it helps us focus on converting those high-value intakes into cases.
Now, it's not about just identifying the high-value intakes. It's also about making more out of what you already have. And I want to take just a minute to brag about one of the features in GrowPath, Eric, and I'm hoping that you'll talk about it a little bit more, and that's the buzzword technology, and really the ability to find mass tort or high value cases within your everyday kind of run of the mill cases. Can you talk about that a little bit, Eric?
Sure, absolutely. We have a number of patents in GrowPath software as it is, and this is one of our pieces of technology that's patent pending. Very often, lawyers will talk to other lawyers or go to conferences, and they will hear about new mass torts or class actions, and they'll come back with reams of paper, and they'll try to get their staff to remember all of the signature injuries or the correct spelling of the drugs, and even the very best paralegals find that absolutely challenging, if not impossible. So one of the things that we do is we incorporate this mechanism in our application. So whenever a word or a phrase, the signature injury, if you will, presents in the record, it prompts the user automatically with what we call a buzzword. It identifies what the word is or what the phrase was that activated it, provides some help text, and even a link that allows the staff person to immediately become, in real time, educated on what the drug or the signature injury is. So your law firm may well have paid for the auto lead, but they end up getting a valuable mass tort lead just because they captured the data.
And Jim, you actually discovered a high-value case in one of these everyday intakes just in the last few months, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It's a good real-time example of, I think, the power of these buzzwords. Not only does it help the staff identify potential cases while they're doing an intake, as Eric was describing, but it also, as a second-level reviewer or manager, you can find cases that might otherwise have fallen between the gaps. In this instance, somebody called complaining about their landlord, that their landlord had not kept their apartment in the right kind of condition, and as a result, they had a health problem, mesothelioma, which was exacerbated. Now, when most people call us with a landlord-tenant issue, that's not the kind of case we're, as a law firm, very interested in taking, and the intake person missed it because they thought that we don't handle landlord-tenant. But the fact that the caller mentioned the exacerbation of mesothelioma jumped out at me in the buzzwords, caused me to ask some questions like, does this person really have mesothelioma? If so, are they represented? The answer was yes and no, and we were able to sign that case up. That is finding a case in your midst that you might otherwise miss just by having good technology.
So this brings us to step three. Timing is everything. And we all know that responsiveness is an important aspect of law firm intake. You want to convert that valuable potential client before another firm will. But you will actually take an expanded view of the importance of timing. Jim, can you talk to us a little bit about the importance of timing when dealing with potential clients?
Yeah, timing is everything. And the more important a case is, the faster you have to be. The person with the lousy case isn't going anywhere and has very few options, and you don't care if they go somewhere. The person with a good case will have many options. They will tend to know it, and you have to be able to jump on that good case fast. Maybe easier said than done when you have lots of calls and lots of calls in a follow-up queue. You have to be able to, at a glance, know which ones are most important and what the next step in the follow-up is. I think Eric will be elaborating on some ways that we're able to do that, but it is vitally important. I would say this counts for evenings, weekends, after hours. At all times, you need to be able to respond quickly to the high priority intakes so that that person feels that their case is going to be handled, that they're not out there wondering. Somebody calls on the weekend and doesn't get an immediate call back and confidence that the law firm is going to want to take that case and has the ability to take that case, guess what they're likely to do? Move on down and call the next person, the next one. And usually, my experience is, they'll keep calling until they get the first satisfactory response. We want to be that first satisfactory response. And so to do that, we have to make sure that among the many calls that come in, we can tell what the good ones are and make sure that we are all over them and that they're not one of 20 in a follow-up queue that we get to when we get to.
Eric, can you share your perspective on timing from an internal process and efficiency standpoint?
Timing is everything, and it's not just the timing of getting to the lead, but it's also the efficiency of the time that's used by your staff and your attorneys. And there's a number of ways to maximize efficiency. Some law firms like to send out letters, turndown letters, to their staff. Instead of having somebody print a letter and then lick the envelope and send it out, it's great if you can have a solution that batches those things, allows you to print those letters en masse, just one click and there they go. Another way is communication. If you have the ability to send and receive emails or SMSs directly from your software, that's a huge time savings. Perhaps there's no greater time savings than having an all-in-one application that would allow you to take your intake and just push a button and make it into a case. A number of other ways to save some time at the staff level would be to have an easy to read list of cases and categories such as callbacks or pending signups or those sorts of things, where you just click and get right into the record and see exactly what needs to be done on a particular matter.
What about for attorneys involved in the intake process? What are some ways that they can save time in terms of what they have to do to get a new client in?
Well, I think in today's world, a lot of attorneys want and need to be able to act remotely. And so we want a process where we can review intakes anytime, any place, mobily. And I've been all over the world reviewing intakes in real time. And I think that's essential today. I also want to be able to see all of the relevant facts right away, so I'm not spending a lot of time going through each intake, that I have the pertinent information right there in front of me so I make more accurate decisions. If I have to go through tons and tons of data to get to the key information, I'm likely to get frustrated. I'm likely to miss the key information. So I need the right information right there at my fingertips.
Okay, so let's move on to step 4, master your messaging. So messaging includes two components, communications with potential clients and also internal communications with your intake staff. So let's start with internal messaging. What's important about communications with your intake staff?
Well, I'll tell you, Jenny, I think that the best mechanisms for communication are that which doesn't distract the staff from executing a complete and accurate intake. A lot of really good software solutions have the ability to offer some kind of help text to your staff while they're executing the intake. It can be something as amplifying the information just to try to get a little bit more. It could be something based on the emotional response of the staff to the prospective client. There's a lot of different ways that you have the ability to communicate in the application to your staff.
And how about external messaging or communications with your potential clients?
Well, it's very important, Jenny, that in the intake process that the intake staff communicates effectively with the potential clients, because the potential clients are forming impressions of the firm based on that very important first experience, and you want it to be a good, positive experience where they feel like they are dealing with a knowledgeable person who is appropriately empathetic and is just sending all the right messages and making them feel very comfortable. So that's an important topic. I like the fact that the software can give reminders to staff on what to say or how to say it, and you can customize it in our software anyway at the staff level. If one person needs a reminder to not get tired at the end of the day and keep at it, finish strong, you can embed that in there so it pops up in their intakes. You can have scripted responses if you always want to make sure that you say word for word a certain thing to potential callers based on fact scenarios or next steps. That script can pop up. But anyway, anything that you want to communicate to these callers in that very important first call, you can send messages to your staff that they will read when doing the intake, and will prompt them to be reminded and communicate accordingly.
So this brings us to our final step in optimizing your law firm's intake, knowing your numbers. Now, I know this step is one that you both could talk about for much longer than the time we have left, but I'd like to touch on some key aspects of monitoring metrics in your law firm.
Before you start talking about metrics or key performance indicators or KPIs, you probably need to consider your environment. I can't tell you how many different law firms I've been to that either just think they know their numbers, or their numbers are handwritten on a 3x5 card, or they're using spreadsheets or something like that. Being strategic, being intelligent about how you collect and analyze your information is everything.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that it's essential in this day and age to be data-driven in your decisions, and having a real understanding of what your fundamental numbers are can really help you manage your law firm successfully. You can then see when things are heading in the right direction, and you can spend even more or emphasize things even more to take advantage of the good things that are happening, or when things are heading in the wrong direction, you can be alerted to it and take steps to mitigate that and to lessen your risk. So being data-driven and having the key numbers at your disposal, I think, is vital. There are a few measurements that I think are critical to the intake process, which is what we've been discussing here today. I think the first is measure your cost per lead. That is, how much are you spending in marketing compared to how many leads are you getting? If I spend $100 and I get 10 leads, I've got a cost per lead of $10 per lead, right? And that can be measured by type of case that you're advertising and by the marketing channel that you're advertising under. I'd break it down every single way. And that tells you how effective your marketing spend is at getting someone to contact you. A lead can be a chat, email, phone call, any way they contact you. Whether or not it's a case you want or not, that's a lead. And how much is it costing you? And establishing your own baseline allows you then to make different marketing spending decisions to hopefully get a better cost per lead going forward, to get more leads at less cost. Secondly, you want to know what your cost per case is. Same analysis in terms of marketing spending and analyzing it by marketing channel types of cases, but measuring it by not just the number of people that contact you, but the number of people that sign up. What is your cost per case? If I spend $100, I get 10 intakes, and one of them becomes a case, then I have a cost per case of $100. And having that cost per case information is, again, essential at measuring the effectiveness of your marketing over time by channel and by type of case. Critical information. Then I like to focus on my projected return on investment. If you know that your average case is worth $2,000, and you're spending $100 to get that case, now you know what your return on investment is. And that can allow you to make really good decisions with regard to how much to spend on marketing and where to spend it. And it will also allow you to budget your future financials, because you'll have a good idea of how much revenue you have coming in and when in the future. And fourthly, I think the fourth key intake related metric is this case conversion percentage, which we talked about a little bit earlier. And that is, what percent of the cases that you wanted to sign did you sign? And let's say it's 80% and you're letting 20% slip. If you know what your projected return on investment is on an average case, let's say it's $2,000, and you know that you're converting in a given month 80%, if you were to take that and go up to 90%, you should be able to figure out how many extra cases that would be and how much in extra revenue that would project to be. That can give you a lot of comfort if you're talking about spending more, like adding staff or having better software, or when you're doing things that are investments that lead to greater revenue, can be justified when you see that by spending a little bit more, you're making a whole lot more in projected revenue and return on investment. So I think it's really critical to understand your case conversion percentage, because when you combine that with your return on investment, it shows you how much you're letting go out the door and how much opportunity you have to bring in more profit just by spending a little bit more and tightening up your processes and procedures. Those are four metrics that I think can have a profound impact on running a successful intake department.
So essentially, if you know how many cases you sign and you increase your conversion percentage by X percent, you know how much your average fee value is, increasing your conversion percentage by 2%, 3% goes right to your bottom line. So if you added to your bottom line $150,000 a year and your software is costing you $50,000 a year, you're ahead $100,000 a year.